I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Vision problems affect nearly 13.5 million children each year, and when visual impairment goes undetected, a child's school performance can suffer significantly. To talk about a pilot vision screening and free eyeglass program that is being tested in Charleston is Dana Millay, nurse manager and director of operations at Storm Eye Institute at MUSC. Dana, tell us a bit about the Charleston School District's vision screening program that's going on this month at Midland Park Primary School.
So Charleston County Schools, the Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, and the Medical University of South Carolina Storm Eye Institute have all come together to provide free vision screening and free eyeglasses to children in a elementary school. Midland Park is a Title I school where 97.5% of the kids actually qualify for free and reduced lunches. It's one of the most at-risk schools in Charleston County.
Now, what is going on for the actual screening?
So what's going to happen is Storm Eye Institute will be sending in eye technicians to the school to check the vision of the children. They'll do this with the computer. It's actually a game that the children will play, and it actually checks their depth perception, their visual acuity, and it also checks for color blindness. We will be screening the kindergarten kids and the first graders.
And how many children?
Total 613. The Association for the Blind will screen the pre-K children.
And then what happens during this screening if some visual impairment is found?
We estimate that 20 to 30% of the children will actually fail the eye test. And then we're going to bring in a pediatric ophthalmologist, that will screen the children. She'll do a complete refraction, and she'll fit the children for glasses.
And those glasses will be free to children who need help?
Yes. We received a private donation that will fund free glasses for all the children at the school.
What's so important about this?
Well, we really want our children to do well in school, and if they can't see the blackboard, it's going to be almost impossible to do well in school. A recent study showed that 40% of children living in this country have never had a proper vision screening, so we want to give these kids that opportunity.
And what are the logistics like for this program?
So the screening will take place over 2 days, and then the physician coming back to the school could take as much as 2 to 3 full days to be able to screen the 20 to 30% of the children that fail the initial screening.
And then glasses will be fitted eventually.
Correct. So what we'll do is we'll bring someone back to the school, we'll fit those children for glasses, we'll have those made in a lab, and then we'll have them sent to the school. The parents never have to come to the school, the parents don't have to miss work, there won't be transportation issues, so hopefully every child that needs glasses will actually get those glasses.
And what additional role is the school playing in this vision screening?
So they've been a fantastic partner for us. Several things. They have a high non-English speaking population, and they'll have translators on campus for us, as well as the school nurse has been a wonderful partner for us.
And you mentioned expansion. If funding comes about for expanding this program, does the Storm Eye Institute envision that this might go on at other elementary schools throughout the state?
Absolutely. We'll be proposing a full grant proposal, which would expand our program to approximately 40 to 50 additional schools next year.
Dana, thank you for providing this update about the pilot vision screening program in Charleston.
Thank you so much.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.